Good evening, everybody. This is Donna Fox with Akashic Wisdom. I am so excited to be here on Station 1 at this time frame at 8 o'clock in Eastern Time and obviously 5 o'clock there in California. I've been doing this for a while with BBS Radio, and I was on Station 2, and now I'm on Station 1. And I got to tell you, I'm so happy to be here. For those folks who are not familiar with the program Akashic Wisdom, we talk about the Akashic Records, and we talk about not only what the Akashic Records can do for you, but I also take live phone calls. Tonight we're live, obviously. I'm calling from Ohio, and for those people again that aren't not familiar with the Akashic Records, they are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So this is less about psychic or futures and more about why am I here? What is my purpose? How can I get back on track? What do I need to know to move forward on my path? What is blocking me from being all that I can be or blocking me from achieving or attracting a healthy, loving relationship? Is there anything blocking me? What can I do? What action plans can I put forth to create the life that I want? So these questions and more are there for you in the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records energy is a universal energy. It goes beyond just this planet. So I want you to know that this is a galactic energy that is here to help you. It's divine in origin. What that means is that it is the highest good. It is always loving. There are absolutely... it is totally void of negativity as when it comes to you. So the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records will never say in a consultation, or if you know how to open up your own personal Akashic Records, they'll never say, you should have, you did, why didn't you, what's wrong with you. It's never negative. It's always loving. It's always supportive. No matter what choices you have made that you want to beat yourself up with, the masters, teachers, and loved ones will help you understand more about why you actually made those choices. They'll help you understand what not only the lesson is, but how that choice actually helped you on your path to be where you are so that you know what you know and prepare you for the next part of your life. So if this is of interest to you and you would like to call in tonight with a question of the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records, you can dial 888-627-6008. So I'd like to share a little bit about myself for those people who have never had a chance to listen to my program. So again, my name is Donna Fox. I spell it D-A-H-N-A. And I've been doing this for over 20 years. I do individual consultations. I also do business consulting through the Akashic Records. And I also teach people how to access their own Akashic Records. And there's a series of classes that not only teach you, number one, how to access your own Akashic Records, but also how to access the Akashic Records of others, the land and animals, as well as the more advanced classes that help you understand your soul's lineage, where you came from, why did you come here at this point in time. Now, you can ask those type of questions in a consultation, but when I'm talking about, let's say, a level 3 class, that's in-depth information that we're going not only to understand more about why you came to this planet at this time, but to understand more about your spiritual DNA And that spiritual DNA helps you understand what soul tribe you're from. And it helps you understand a lot more about not only this life, but other lifetimes. Now, many times people think that the Akashic records are only about past lives, yet there's so much more. There's so much more to the Akashic records, and it's about expanding creativity. It's about discovering new ways of doing things. It's about understanding how to parent better. It's about helping you understand what those around you need from you without being invasive into their space. So we will never open up the Akashic records of someone without their permission. And we also don't open up the records of anyone who's under the age of 18. Because this is deep information. And it helps us understand not only our soul's journey, but the underlying core issues of the choices that we have not only made, but are making. It also helps you understand why certain people are in your life at this time. What do they bring to your table? Why did you choose to have them here? Now, why they chose to have you in your life, that's not something we're going to look at. We're going to look at, why did you choose to bring that soul into your life at this particular time or whatever specific time you wanted to understand? For those people, some people understand this, some people are not really familiar, but we all know, the bottom line is, that nothing really happens by accident. It really is all meant to be in a very interesting matrix, if you will, that builds on each other. Whether it's a love you think you lost, or a relationship that you want but can't have. Also, whether it's a health challenge you're currently undergoing, whether it's a financial issue that you want to get resolved and you want a deeper understanding about, could be a career issue that you want to get guidance on. All this is available within the Akashic Records. And the way I access the Akashic Records is through a specific sacred prayer. And the prayer itself is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And your question is actually the key, because once I open up your records, what happens is it's the vibration of your question that gets us to the right information or the right area of the Akashic Records. Now, you may have been familiar with the Akashic Records or heard of the Akashic Records if you're familiar with Edgar Cayce. Now, Edgar Cayce was known as a sleeping prophet. He would go into trance and basically close his eyes, and his secretary would ask him the question on behalf of the people who have written in or clients that were right before him. And then he would start explaining or giving the answer, but he was not in his full personality. He was not conscious. He was what we call in trance. And so she would have to write all the information down, and he would basically dictate to her what he was hearing or seeing with it when in his trance, or even feeling. With the way and the methodology that I have been taught and that I teach, we are all conscious. Our eyes are wide open. Nothing enters us. We are not taken over by spirit. This is not quote-unquote channeling. It's really about moving the energy over and allowing the information to come forward. And I don't interpret anything, so I don't tell you what I think it means. I'm going to tell you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. And this venue, this wonderful ability here that by being on BBS Radio, this gives you a sample of what it would feel like to have a full consultation. And the reason why people have consultations is so they can gain the kind of clarity that I'm talking about. It's one-on-one. It's over the telephone. It's very private, and it's very confidential. If, in fact, you would like to have more information on this, or you have a question that you don't want to necessarily call in for, you can email me at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at akashicwisdom.com. Now that, obviously that's the name of the show, and so that's the domain, akashicwisdom.com. I'm in the process of creating a really wonderful website. I need a webmaster, but I've got the ideas. So if anybody knows a good webmaster that's interested in working with a person who is spiritual, I would love to talk to them. So, yeah. So tonight, many times what happens is there's a message that is brought forth from the Akashic Records for those people listening. And you also, if you have to leave early and you have to, you know, move out and you can't listen to all of it, you can certainly go ahead and listen to our archives. There are many archives that from Station 2, and you can actually go back to March of 2007, I think it is the first one that goes back. So next year, in 2017, I will be doing this for 10 years on this particular station, well, on bbsradio.com. So let's talk about what the master's teachers and loved ones would like you to know. This is the beginning of a message that will be just for those listening tonight live, as well as those who are called to listen to the archives. And feel free, you can call in while I'm talking. You don't have to wait till I'm done. But this is a time, so now as I move into this, I'm going to again be telling you exactly what I see, hear, or sometimes feel. I opened up the Akashic Records of the show before I started so that this message is specifically for you and all the yous that are listening. So I'd like you just to sit back and relax. If you have a, you know, pen and paper handy, you may want to take some notes. And I never know what's going to come. So I open myself up to allow the information to flow. And this is purely a sacred time. Now, not just because I've opened the records and I'm going to bring you a message. What the master's teachers and loved ones are saying is, this is a sacred time. This is a sacred time within our human evolution. This is a sacred time for individuals to begin to examine their life, examine their journey, and examine how they want their life to look and feel. This journey for each individual on this planet is not only unique, but the energies right now that are here are literally pushing us to make very specific choices. And it's not just because of the election. We're not talking politically, although that obviously that's a part of it. We're talking about all the different choices in your life. Those people listening to this, all of you, have crossroad decisions to make. And they're coming up, even though we don't do futures, what I'm hearing is the next 3 to 6 months are vital in your choices. You're being given time, you're being given knowledge, you're being given wisdom to move deeply within your being to help you discern what your passions are, what your choices are, it's about moving from a place of going from a place of just accepting whatever shows up in your life to a place of being proactive in what you create in your life. Now, really, they want me to repeat that. It's a way from being just accepting whatever comes, and it's time for you to become proactive in your life, to begin creating what it is you want. Now, it's really important for you to understand that if you take one step forward, the universe will take three forward with you and help you along. But you have to start somewhere, and you need to make conscious efforts. What that means is you've decided where you want to go or what you would like to create. On a conscious level, every day, it's absolutely essential that when you start doing something to further your path, you say it with consciousness. I am doing, and whatever action it is, you name the action. I am doing the action, this action, to further my goal of creating, and you fill in the blanks. Each day, you want to say and do something, and that this does not have to be big. Small steps are okay. If you have time for larger steps, so be it. But it's really more about constantly being in conversation or in connection with the universe from your soul's perspective, from your soul's joy within your heart's perspective, that you're creating and you're moving forward. And by using your words, remember, everything is vibration and frequency here. So your thoughts are vibration and frequency, your words are vibration and frequency, your actions are all vibration and frequency. And it's about aligning your vibration and frequency with your destiny of creation. So just like you can't win the lottery unless you buy a ticket, you must move forward in a conscious way to create that which you want. So what's coming forward here is, let's say you want to create a new job for yourself, that the job you're working on right now is not getting you where you want to go. So every day you want to be able to do something that expands your search. But even before you start searching, it's about moving and searching within to what position do you want to create? What is your perfect right livelihood look like or feel like? It's really more about feeling. And so it's really, really important to get very clear about how you want to feel when you're working in your right livelihood. Because that is even more important than actually deciding what right livelihood you want. The reason that's more important is because when you can actually feel the success, feel the joy, feel the passion, and allow yourself to really list and being very specific about what you want to quote unquote feel in doing your right livelihood. It's about this feeling, because what will happen is that you will then, as Abraham Hicks says, vibrationally match. And once you start and begin to vibrationally match with that feeling, opportunities will come to you that you hadn't even thought of, that hadn't even occurred to you, but are a vibrational match for you. The same thing with finding a partner, a soul partner. Now, many people say, I want to find my soulmate. That's not necessarily the issue. Because whoever you are a vibrational match with will be your soulmate for this lifetime, for however long it is meant to be a vibrational match. And so it's really important that you move into a place for you to understand what's important to you in a relationship. How do you want to feel in a relationship? And it's not just, I want to feel in love, because it's really about defining what does that mean for you? What does being in a loving relationship feel like? Not just from what you receive from your partner, but what you are willing to give to your partner. And so it's about having a sense of the feeling, because what's interesting is that once you get clear about how you want to feel, again, you become a vibrational match for those out there that want to feel and match that vibration. And it may not even be anyone you would think of that will come into your life that will be that perfect vibrational match. It's about being open to receive and allowing yourself to be open to receive, to see how you can blossom. Many times people will tell me that they have money issues. Well, what's important to understand is that you can also create the success with the money as well. What that means is, what would it feel like? What would it feel like for you to have all the money you needed to do anything you wanted to do anytime you wanted to do it? Just take a moment and get a sense of that. Get a sense of what would it feel like? Now get rid of all the negativity of saying you can't do that or that's not happening or I can't create that. This is not about how you're going to create it. It's about getting the sense and the feeling of what would it feel like to have all the money you need to do whatever you want to do anytime you want to do it. What would that feel like for you? And I would love to get some emails with just one-word answers. What would that feel like to you? And that's info@akashicwisdom.com. And I'm not talking, yes, it would feel great. Yes, wonderful. Uh-huh. Yes, it would feel wonderful. Okay. Yeah, all your stress would be gone. That's right. You'd be stress-free. That's right. Yes, you could get anything you wanted for your children. Yes. Yes, and you can travel. All these things are coming in. Please add yours to these. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com. Just email those one-word answers. That'd be great. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. You're right. And all these answers that are flowing in, absolutely true. Absolutely true. But there's one answer that is that's eluding here that I haven't seen yet. And for me, it would be freedom. The absolute freedom to be able to do anything I wanted to do, anytime I wanted to do it, and have the funds and the financial abundance to be able to do that. And so, if you can get a sense of feeling that freedom, then you can create freedom in areas of your life that will support bringing that forward. So where in your life do you have freedom? Or better yet, where in your life can you create freedom? And so the way you create freedom is by, again, following that feeling of freedom and becoming that vibrational match that allows you to attract that which is most beneficial for you. And it's important to understand that in creating, especially when you're feeling, you're doing manifestation, it's going to be very important for you to notice if there's any type of negativity or feelings of, I can't, or it won't happen, or, yeah, I know what I'm feeling, but that I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to create it. So here's the important piece, is that for a moment, a minute or 2 minutes, you're being asked to suspend any negativity or suspend any doubt, but just to feel the feelings. And you don't even have to do it for very long, but if you can do it for a minute or 2 minutes without editing and just purely feel the feeling, whether it's feel the feeling of a perfect right livelihood, or feel the feeling of a being in a healthy, loving relationship, or feel the feeling of being totally free, or feel the feeling of being totally abundant financially. It, just for a moment or two, for a minute or two, if you could, the whole thing is to create an environment where you can feel this for a minute or two, purely. And even set a timer. And allow yourself the purity of that feeling. Allow yourself the purity of that vibration and frequency of love, of light, of even nothingness, but just peace. Allowing yourself to move into peace, to move into joy. Allow yourself to experience joy by asking your inner self, your soul, to show you what it would feel like to be 100% joyful. Again, move into that feeling, and you only have to hold it for a moment, a minute. And if you can't do a minute right at first, then do 10 seconds and move up and move into it and begin to expand that feeling so it's longer and stronger with every time that you move into that sense. It's like a muscle. The more you do it, the stronger the muscle gets. The more you move into that vibration, the easier it is to allow it. So take a moment right now and choose happiness if you like. Choose joy, choose peace, or either other things that we were talking about earlier. Take a moment and just imagine what it would feel like to feel that one bit or piece of heaven, of joy, of freedom. A moment. Yeah. Doesn't that feel good? Exactly. Now, what's coming forward here is that within the audience that's listening, or that will listen, the people who are attracted to this work, there's many of you out there that are having forgiveness issues right about now. Clearly, there are things happening in our world that are creating the need for forgiveness. But let's put the world conditions to the side, and let's just concentrate on you. Let's concentrate on where your forgiveness issues are. But before we concentrate on other people you have to forgive, let's move into the mirror of you. And the mirror of you means going deep within to look at the issues you are beating yourself up with. You are feeling less than with. You are allowing to overcome your sense of worth. And whatever choices you made in the past, it's time to let them go and for you to forgive yourself. It's time for you to allow yourself to not only feel worthy, but also to move into a state of forgiveness that allows you to receive and feel the feelings of freedom, joy, happiness, abundance. So, for a moment, ask yourself, your soul, what would it feel like to be totally guilt-free? No, don't fight it now. Just for a moment. Take a nice deep breath and ask yourself, what would it feel like to be totally guilt-free? And see how that feeling can flow through your body. And for those of you who are saying, well, I've got nothing to feel guilty about, that's great. I'm glad for you. Then you're much better equipped with creating the life you truly want. Interestingly enough, many times anger will create guilt, as well as guilt will create anger. So there may have been times where you got angry at somebody when you felt, let's say you were wrong about being angry at them, or they didn't do what you wanted to do and you're feeling angry at them for not fulfilling your needs. And the fact that you got angry makes you feel angry at yourself, which could bring on maybe some guilt. So it's all of those things. It could be the fact that others, people in your life are the ones you feel have stopped you from doing anything that you wanted to do. And therefore you blame them and that anger is there. So the forgiveness needs to be still with yourself. Because there's a part of you that is angry at yourself for allowing someone to have that kind of control over you. So take a look at that and see if any of this makes sense to you. And if it makes sense to you, then start journaling out your feelings. Start journaling out what you want to release. And many times I will encounter individuals that are unable to identify their feelings. And I say this not because I'm trying to tell you tales out of other people's stuff, but because the records are telling me this, because typically I forget whatever I tell you. If you're in a consultation, 10 minutes after we're done, I won't remember what came forward because it's not my stuff and I don't want to keep it. But the idea here is the recommendation that the records would many times give is that for those people who have even blocked their own anger, that they create an anger journal. And the anger journal is where they just let it all rip. They just write down everything they're angry about, or if they've had, or they do it even on a daily basis, where you just write down all the things that got you angry, that bothered you, or that made you feel less than, or when somebody didn't understand you, or you couldn't communicate, or you couldn't get your way, or whatever it is that is making you angry for the day. You write down not only the situation, but why you're angry. Because we need a sounding board. And many times we don't have one. I mean, like if you came home every night and talked to your spouse about what made you angry that day, eventually they'd get tired of listening to you. So it's really about, it's between you and you. It's about you being willing to journal it out and release it, and then make a choice about what you want to do about it, which may be nothing. You may want to do nothing about it, but at least you've gotten out of your system. See, to carry around that anger is not healthy for any of us. We've got to get rid of it. Got to get rid of it. So I've been talking now for almost 45 minutes. And I would love to have somebody call in with a question. So telephone number is 888-627-6008. Because I'm going to need to close. There's somebody after me, so I'm going to need to close the show at 8:55. So we have a comment. And the comment comes from California. And it says, not feeling guilty feels like it means forgetting the person and the difficulties they are currently experiencing. It's also feeling like not being responsible for bad decisions, action that created difficulties. So this is what's surfacing for this person. So the reality is that's good, okay? Not feeling guilty is not about forgetting the person, the difficulties they're currently experiencing. It's about being willing to not allow your power being given to somebody else with something you can't control. What that means is that if you had an issue with someone, and it created some difficulties, that holding on to that is not hurting them or helping them, because they've moved past it. It's only hurting you for you to continue to hold on to it and remember. And the other piece of this, it says here, is that feeling like the reason why you hold on to the guilt is because you feel, it's like not being responsible for bad decisions that created difficulties. But that's in the past. So why not use that information for the now and the future? So if you made some bad decisions in the past, let yourself off the hook and realize that that was an important lesson and something that you won't repeat. To hold on to it is not serving you. You can remember a bad decision and not make it again without feeling guilty that you made it. Because if the same situation comes up again, you can allow yourself to say, "Oh, boy, last time I didn't do what was right for me. I'm not going to make that mistake this time." Or, "I've seen this situation before. This is not the way I want to react. I want to react in a different way where I can affect a different outcome." So it's about letting go of the guilt, but remembering the lesson that you wanted to learn. I hope that's helpful. And if you have done something wrong to somebody, and you feel getting rid of the guilt is like forgetting the person, that's not what that's being said here. If you made an inappropriate choice or a choice that could have been made differently, continuing to hold on to your anger or at self, again, isn't helping that other person because they've moved on. It's not about not honoring them. It's about you learning to honor yourself with decisions that support you and who you want to be. A perfect example is that most mothers like to feel guilty for what they didn't do for their children. Thank you. So I have a caller now, so we're going to take the caller. Hello, caller. This is Donna. Who is this?
Hi, Donna. My name is Charlene. How are you?
I'm good, Charlene. Thank you for listening. Where are you located?
We're in near Syracuse, New York.
Oh, great. Is this your first time listening?
No, actually, I love your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for finding me tonight, because I'm not in station two. So I appreciate that. Okay. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I am searching, or researching, I should say, the Akashic Record and the mechanics and the how-tos and all that. So I have a question about its creation.
Interesting.
I understand. I know it's super old, but is there a certain really old, I guess, beings or body of spirits that generally watch over, manage the Akashic Records?
Yes. So the Akashic Records are number one, are beyond time. So the best way to explain the Akashic Records is they're older than air. Just hold on to that for a minute. And the beings that oversee the records are called Lords of the Akashic Records. And then there's masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records. And now I'm speaking from the technology that I was taught and I'm teaching, because I am a part of Akashic Record Consultants International, ARCI. So when we learned and when we work with the beings of the Akashic Records that we work with, there are many layers and levels of energetic information in the Akashic Records, because there's so many different truths, if you will. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I have an awareness of the constructs or the probabilities associated with the energy.
Uh-huh.
But I have a curious question. The reason I ask is, so when you are deemed worthy, I guess you can say, or with a good intent to venture to your own Akashic Record,
okay.
When you're there, I kind of liken them to like librarians who are constantly like around to assist you with your record. So I was wondering, this body of people, like librarians, or you said the lords of the Akashic Records?
Well, the lords are the guardians of the records, and then you have masters,
right,
teachers, and loved ones, and those, they have different functions. See, when you, so in the school that I have lineage to, because there's different lineages within the Akashic Records also, So I'm not sure what lineage you're coming from. Are you coming from an Archie lineage or somebody else's?
Personal experience lineage,
I guess. Okay. That's fine. Experience. I mean, what I'm saying is that there's a few books out there for people who are with the Akashic Records and Akashic Record Consultants International, and they went off on their own. And then so for example, Edgar Cayce was in his own, a certain lineage, and then there's other people. And so the idea here is that it's not, what's being said is here is that the lineage that you're talking about or is, just get this right. What I'm hearing you ask, or what they're telling me you're asking, is that the validity of the information and how do you know it's valid? Because where does it come from? Is that correct?
Well, I know it's there, but I guess what I'm looking for is the core origin, as old as we
divine.
Can fathom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the originally the Akashic Records were created as a scorecard from a spiritual point of view, from an energetic point of view. And it no longer it just started gathering so much information. The scorecard was eliminated because it was not valid. It wasn't relevant anymore because there were so many souls being created. Okay, and the very beginning, like when there was nothing was just there. I can't hardly explain it. But go with me on this if your records are open. And so the idea here is when it was. Oh, I see. So the way they're explaining it is when it was a point of light, and as consciousness began to move from the light to experience physicality, okay, it was originally a scorecard of what the different lessons were and who was learning what and why, and all of a sudden, as we expanded in the many souls that have come from, that are here, not just here on this planet, but beyond, it's just like, so when we had the Big Bang, there was this, and then there was nothing, and then there's all this, okay? So as it expanded, as it exploded, as we evolved, as more and more beings were choosing physicality, it became less relevant to create a scorecard and more relevant to create information and to store information. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. So I understand the functionality of the Akashic, technically.
Yeah.
But he's, you know.
But I guess you're asking for the how.
I should probably grab one of these.
What do your records say of how it was created?
That's the point. I haven't gone to a class or workshop or learned how to get access my own.
Oh. Okay.
Yet. So in the meantime, I've had an experience regarding it. So I wish to go back and experience that, which I will.
Okay.
But I do had a question, you know, as I listen to your great show about that, and you touched upon it. It was that consciousness that was evolving and growing and expanding,
right.
And the need for that energy construct. It's a great, amazing resource available to us. So I take a step back and I'm looking and I'm saying this amazing creation of energy, of information that's available to everybody, for some reason, I'm having challenges getting to that point of accessing my own and answering my own questions. So
okay.
You've been such a dear offering this information to people. And it was just one of the questions I had about how the origin of the Akashic Records had evolved or was created. So you answered that well, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. If you're at all interested in actually taking a class, Charlene, I'm going to be doing a Skype class.
Oh.
Yeah. Which means that you don't necessarily have to travel, obviously. You know, so this summer I'm going to do a Skype class as well as an in-person class here in Akron, Ohio. So if you're at all interested in either one of those, just email me and I'll get you some information on it.
Super, you've been great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling in. I hope that gave you some clarity. But first of all, it's going to be important that you follow your heart in your expansion.
Yeah, I think I have well-versed in Akashic in my eternal soul self.
Yeah.
But in this life, I have... I think my ego is really... I give it too much power sometimes. I'm impatient here, you know, a bunch of little things.
Well, that's what happens in the class. You're taught the prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible and how to use it and all the different ways you can use it. It's like easy.
Yeah, I understand. I just make it harder for myself because I overthink, overanalyze things. So.
Well, that's a pattern you have that you can choose to either keep or release whenever you're ready.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you're ready. Thank you very much.
When you're ready. You're welcome, darling, because I'm going to have to close. So thank you so much for calling, and email me, and I can send you the information whenever you're ready.
Awesome. We'll hear from you in 2 weeks, right?
I'm sorry. I'll be talking on 2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Yep. This day. Same
awesome.
Time, same
thank
station.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I have to go. Gosh, this hour just flew by. Thank you so much, Charlene, for your question, for calling in, and thank you so much for our internet person is saying thanks. Hopefully that was helpful to her. And anyway, I have to go. I'm going to close the records, and I want to wish you all a miracle-filled week. May you all look in the mirror and see into the divine. So with that, we're going to say, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records of the Akashic Records of the Akashic Wisdom Show on June 12, 2016, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed, if you'll all join me in saying amen. Thank you, folks. I'll see you in a couple weeks, right here on Station 1, 8 o'clock Eastern. Bye-bye.